proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tell me about yourself. Where are you from? Perhaps you have lived in one place your entire life. A home is a place where one dwells. Here you eat, sleep, and conduct your living. Another aspect of a home is the place you are from, your neighborhood, your hometown. But for some people, this question of home is difficult to answer. Scattered throughout the world, third culture kids, or TCKs, have grown up in a culture that is not native to their nationality. Many come from missionary, business, diplomat, or military families. Combined, third culture kids would have a population larger than Brazil. As a country, they would be the fifth largest in the world. Yet they often struggle with a sense of personal identity as they are not fully connected to their home country or to the country they now reside in. However, third culture kids can adapt to transition and invest greatly in interpersonal relationships. The concept of home is very different for third culture kids. Many do not have the deep roots of home. Instead of roots, perhaps a better description is having anchors. Having family roots implies a settling, identity, and belonging. The perception of stability creates life ties with their home and culture. Anchors are used by global nomads. At each stop, a life anchor is dropped for a period of time. At these spots, relationships are developed through the anchors of place, community, and family. Through life experiences, our journey is not so much based on our roots as it is by dropping our anchors. Our life is a series of transitions or new beginnings. But instead of asking, where are you from? I believe the better question is, where are you going? Abraham was called by God in Genesis chapter 12 to leave his roots and start dropping anchors. He obeyed and lived a life of faith. God promised Abraham great blessings for simply following him. From Abraham's family, God would use the Jewish people to give us two great things of eternal value, the Word of God and the God of the Word, the Messiah. In all of his journeys, Abraham never asked God to explain his plan. He simply believed by faith. Dr. Warren Wiersbe said, God's people don't live on explanations. They live on promises. Abraham obeyed, believing God's promise. Obedience gives feet to faith, and living by faith builds confidence in the promises of God. Abraham obeyed God's call and sojourned along the Fertile Crescent heading to the land of Canaan. He pitched his tent, living as a nomad. Even so, the Apostle Paul referred to our bodies as a tent. 2 Corinthians 5:1 says, For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. The key to Abraham's faith was his eternal perspective, looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. He set his affections on things above. Even so, we are called to focus on our eternal home. Again, Paul wrote in Philippians 2:20, For our conversation is in heaven, for whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Even at his death, Abraham provided a legacy of faith. Genesis 25:8 says, Then Abraham gave up the ghost, and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people. So is this verse saying that he was buried with other family members at Machpelah? Only Sarah was buried here at this time, and the rest of the family was in Ur of the Chaldees. The idea of being gathered to your people carries a deeper meaning, and I believe an eternal meaning. Abraham had an expectant hope of an afterlife, believing that he would be gathered to others who followed his Lord. He trusted his Creator for the life to come. He had a heavenly focus, living as a pilgrim on this earth. He understood the song, This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. He faithfully lived a life that went beyond the scope of this earth. It was a life of blessing, fellowship, and fullness. And if you could ask Abraham where he was from, what would he say? Canaan? Hebron? Beersheba? Maybe. However, he probably would have no trouble telling you where he was going. He lived a life as a citizen of heaven, knowing that this world was not his home. May we walk in faith before the Lord just as Abraham did. Now, thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.